last time we started discussing the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Zayin and Aleph. Mishnah quotes Machlokes Tanoim. What's the din? Is a person mechuyev to eat on Sukkos after the first night? The Lezer holds you have to eat 14 meals. Ba'ez Shrei Sudos Chayev Adam Lechol B'Sukkah Achaz Be'Yom Achaz Be'Alav. The Chacham say no. The only time that you have to eat is the first night of Sukkos. What's the Machlokes? The Beleza and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says they're arguing about Teshu Kain Taduru. The Beleza holds that Teshu Kain Taduru means Madir Achaz Ve'yom Ve'achaz Balayla. Normal people eat one Suda by day, one Suda by night. The Beleza holds that you have to do the same in Sukkos. The Chachamim say no. The Teshu Kain Taduru doesn't discuss what's normal, but rather what your options are. Kedira Madir Iboy Achil Iboy Lo Achil Avsukanam Iboy Achil Iboy Lo Achil. That you have the opportunity, just like in your dira, you can choose whether you want to eat or not. So too in the sukkah, the same holds true. So we were troubled yesterday that there seems to be a stira between the Gemara here in sukkah and the Gemara in Brachas, because what comes out from the Gemara is that the Chachamim seem to hold, that you're obligated to eat a seudah of pas on the first night of sukkah. But every other meal that you eat on sukkah, you eat the first day of Yom Tov, second day of Yom Tov, right? Every other meal, every other time that you might be eating, the Chacham hold, you really don't have to eat a Suda of Pas. Right? You don't have to eat a Suda of Pas. It's your choice, right? Whether you can eat or not eat. And yet the Gemara in Bracha seems to say that on Yom Tov, you're mechuyev to eat Pas. There's a mitzvah to eat Pas. How do I know that? Because if you forget Yal V'Yavo on Yom Tov, it's the same as if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos. The Gemara says that you have to go back. Lo Sagi de Lo Achim. How can the Chacham here say that every other day, except for the first night of Sukkah, is Iboy Achil, Iboy Lo Achil? Harei the Gemara in Bracha says, Lo Sagid Lo Achil. If you forget Yalav Yavon on Yom Tov, you have to go back because there was a Chiyuv to eat Pas. It's Mamash Estira Galuya between the two Gemaras. So our Tosfos has the most Mechudish Degay answer, the most creative answer. Our Tosfos says that that Gemara in Brachas is talking about a very specific case. It's talking only about the night of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, and the first night of Sukkah. Matkan. Meaning there's no stira between the Gemaras, because the Gemara over there is referring to the one case that the Chachamim over here claim that Yimachuyiv to eat Pas in the Sukkah. Ukimta. A very big Kiddush. You know, the Gemara in Brachas doesn't say anything that it's limiting its halacha to the first night of Sukkah, to the first night of Pesach, but that's how Tosfos learns. They're so troubled, as we mentioned, they don't even phrase it as a kasha, they just say that it must be that's what the Gemara is talking about, because if not, it doesn't make sense. There's one answer. To limit the Gemara in Brachas significantly, to say it's only talking about Leila Yom Tov Rishon and Shel Chag and Leila Yom Tov Rishon and Shel Pesach. Tosfos and Brachas already realize that that's difficult. They didn't suggest such an idea. What do they suggest? They say, well, you know, no one's saying that you're not mechuyev to eat Pas on the first day of Yom Tov, after the first night. Maybe you are mechuyev to eat Pas, but you're not mechuyev to eat Pas out the Sukkah. You're mechuyev to eat Pas because of the chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara in Brachas is saying. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about the chiyuv Sukkah. The Gemara in Brachas is talking about the chiyuv Sudas Yom Tov. So that's why there's no stira. The Chachamim Taka hold that after the first night of Sukkah is mitzad Sukkah, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. But mitzad Sudas Yom Tov? The Gemara in Sukkah never meant to say mitzad Sudas Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv. Avada the Chachamim would say there's a chiyuv to eat a suda on Yom Tov day. And that's what the Gemara in Brachas is saying. Lo sagid lo ochel means lo sagid lo ochel mitzad sudas Yom Tov. So if you forget Yalav Yavo, then you'll have to go back because mitzad sudas Yom Tov, you're mechuyev to eat. That's the chilek. The chilek is not whether you have to eat pas on the Yom Tov meal by day or not. The chiyev is for what reason do you have to eat pas. The reason is sudas Yom Tov, it's not sukkah. These are the two answers that we addressed yesterday. The Ran offers a third answer. What does the Ran say? Complicated Ran. You have to read it slowly. The different parts to the Ran. Whenever you have a Rishon, it's somewhat long. The key is to break it up into parts. Once you break it up, you see that there are multiple things that they say. So the Ran bavorins Tosfos, right? He obviates Tosfos Shita. He quotes it, but he says Zedoche. Quotes the Kasha. You have to reread the Kasha. Sometimes it's Kedai even. I mean, it's Kedai to look at the Kasha again, because it could be that this Rishon might add other parts to the Kasha. But you can skim through it, because he's asking the same Kasha that we've seen. Tosfos Brachas says his Kasha, Tosfos Sukkah. They're all asking the same Kasha. So comes the Ran in the first wide line, in the old versions of the Ran. Ran says, V'dochagu lama d'chayaminan hasam b'shabas es v'yam tov v'machzirin osa ha'inudaka b'leila yom tov harishin shapesa v'shel sukas. V'shadochagu ze v'teisvis. Says, I know teisvis. It's a doichag lomar like teisvis was doichag. It says stom in brachas. It doesn't say leli yom tovishin shachag and leli yom tovishin shachasa. So to shtupen ukimta like that to the Gemara in brachas just to reconcile the sphere and sugyas, the Ran says, come on, that's not the poshim shah. You have to think creatively. You have to figure out what the chiluk is. But just to say stom, that's the ukimta. We're talking about the first night of yom tov. It's difficult. Mashra the bakulu comes. It's difficult to say. It's talking about the first night of yom tov. We know that there's matzah mitzvah, there's matzah ashira. That means matzah that was made with more than just flour and wood. But fruit juices in there are other juices in there. It's a wealthy man's matzah. So to be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the Seder night, you need non-matzah shir, right? You need pure matzah mitzvah, if you will, right? Just flour and water. So that's what Ba'erev Tochel Matzah is teaching me, that there's a chiyuv to eat a certain type of pas. Midin yom tif, you could eat matzah shira, right? We do eat matzah shira for yom tif. We eat lechem for yom tif. We eat bread. That's not matzah shira, but it's also a different type of bread. It's a bread that you can't be yotze, matzah mitzvah. And says the Ran, what's the chiddush on Leila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag? That you have to eat a certain shear. The ilu midin Yom Tov Sagile Lecho Kebeitza Arai Chutz LeSukkah. Midin Sudas Yom Tov, you could eat what? You could eat outside the sukkah. You could eat kebeitza. You could eat a kezayis, frankly. There's a shayla in the benching, but you could really eat a kezayis too, right? To be yotze, says the Ran, to be yotze, the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night, you have to eat nachilas keva, right? You got to eat a shear that's chayev lechol besukkah. That's the chiluk. The gamina mechag amatzis, the mechayev lechol shear, mechuyev lechol besukkah. We learn that from chag amatzis, that you have to eat a shear that's mechuyev lechol besukkah. Says the Ran, lefikach nirish, chayev lechol yoser mikabetz. You have to eat more than a kebetza, which is an achilas keva. Achilas arai is part of him sukkah, achilas keva is chayim in sukkah. So that's what Chag HaMatzos is teaching me. Tezvov. Chag HaMatzos is teaching me there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah and achilas keva the first night. But mitzad yom tov, you could be yotze even with the kizamis. It's interesting. The Ran and Tosin Brachas are both giving the same type of answer, but they're just creating different chilukim. They're both saying that which the Gemara in Brachas says, that lo sagid lo achil, that you have to eat on yom tov, that's referring to Sudas Yom Tov. Midin Yom Tov you have to eat. Midin Sukkah you don't have to eat after the first night. That's the answer to the Gemara. That the Gemara in Brachas that says that after the first night of Sukkah there is a Chiyuv to eat, that's talking Mitzad Yom Tov. But Mitzad Sukkah there is no Chiyuv. What does that mean? So, Tosfos explain, Rabbi Yehuda explain. What does that mean? What's the Chiluk? You're eating anyway. You're eating Pas anyway. Mitzad Yom Tov, Mitzad Sukkah, which is doing a dance here, but what's the difference? He says, no, there's a nafkemin if you are the Gishamim. If you are the Gishamim, if there's some reason why you should be potter from eating in the sukkah, so then it's sad, chayv a sukkah, you're not chayv to eat in the sukkah by day. Right? You're not chayv to eat in the sukkah by day. But maybe at night you would be mechayv to eat in the sukkah. We'll have to get to that. Even if you are the Gishamim, you might be mechayv to eat the first night in the sukkah. We'll see. But by day, you wouldn't be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, because if you are the gesham, then you're potter. Mitzdar is potter, and a sukkah, you'd be potter. But mitzad, sudas, yom tov, you're still mechuyev to eat a sudah. But that doesn't have to be eaten in the sukkah, says Taisus. Right? Taisus is saying that the chiyev, mitzad, sudas, yom tov, doesn't have to be fulfilled in the sukkah. You can do that in your home. No chiyev to eat in the sukkah, because you're the gesham, so you have to go into the home and eat a sudah of pas in the home. That's tos and brachas. Comes the Ran and says, similar, that Yom Tov day, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Right? There's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but there is a chiyuv to eat mitzad Yom Tov. But mitzad Yom Tov, the shear is different than the shear in the sukkah. That's the Ran's edition. It's the same basic idea that mitzad yom tov there is a chiyuv, mitzad sukkanat. But he says, forget about geshamim. We don't have to talk about the case of geshamim. A regular case. The shear is different. The shear for sudas yom tov is less than an achilas keva. The shear for sudas yom tov is what, kibetzo, or maybe even kezayis. The shear for sukkah might be more than that. The shear for sukkah by day, yom tov day, shear for sukkah, to be mechayev you in sukkah, yom tov day, lekuli alma, is a little bit more than a kibetzo. Achilas keva of pas. So the shiurim are totally different. So that's why the Gemara in Bracha says that of course you have to eat mitzad yom tov, but you don't have to eat enough that you'll be chayav to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to eat a little bit more than a kibetzah of pas. You can eat a kibetzah, right? Or kezayis, right? That's also going to help you fulfill the mitzvah of sudas yom. So that's what the Gemara in Bracha is saying. Avada you have to eat, but you don't have to eat as much. Mitzad sukkah to mechayev in sukkah, you'd have to eat a lot more. You'd have to eat more than a kibetz of pas. Why didn't Tosef Brachos give this answer? If Tosef Brachos basically is saying the same as the Ran, that the chiluk is between whether you have to eat mitzad chovas sudas yomtev or you have to eat mitzad sukkah, it's the same thing. So Tosef talks about yod v'shamim, and the Ran talks about the shir, but like why? What bothered Tosef that they had to talk about geshamim? So l'chora, the answer is, some of the Achronim suggest this, the Tosas probably assumed that the shear is not different between Sudas Yom Tov and Sukkah. Right? The Ran is saying the shear is different. The shear to be Mechayev in Sukkah is Achilas Keva, more than a Kibetz, a little bit more than a Kibetz of Pas. The shear for Sudas Yom Tov might be less than that, a Kibetz Arai or Kezayas. Apparently Tosas is assuming, the shear are the same, so that's not going to be a Chilak. The shear are the same, namely what? He's raising the shear for Sudas Yom Tov. He's assuming that both Sudas Yom Tov and Sukkah require Achilas Keva, which makes sense. Right? That Sudas Yom Tov has to be a Suda Chashuva. That's what Achilas Keva is all about. Tosas apparently is assuming that both Sukkah, to be Chayv in Sukkah, and to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, you need an Achilas Keva. So if that's the case, so then what's the Chiluk? If you have to eat mitzad sudas yom tov, then you're going to have to eat in the sukkah too. So what's the difference? Tosis says, no, the difference is, if you are the geshomim, then you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but you do have to eat nachilas kaveh in the bayis. That's the chor with Tosis and Brachis in the sukkah. And the Ran says, no, the shear is different. The shear for sudas yom tov is not achilas kaveh. It's not achilas kaveh. It's a shear achila. So if in kol Torah kula, mitzvah achila is bekezayis, then sudas yom tov should also be bekezayis. He assumes that the shirim are different, and that's why he gives that answer as opposed to Tosin Brachas. Okay, just the nuance of detail between Tosin Brachas and the Ran. What comes out is there are three approaches to explain, to answer the stira between the sugis. That either the Gemara Brachas that seems to assume that you have to eat pas on Yom Tov, that's talking about only Leila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the Leila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, that's Tosin Sukkah. Or that the chiluk is between the chiyuv of Sudas Yom Tov as opposed to the chiyuv of Sukkah. But as Tosin Brachos would have it, the chiluk is that if you are the geshamim, then there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but there still is a chiyuv to have the sudas yom tov at home. And the Ran says, no, noch a chiluk, within the same basic distinction, he says there's a difference in shear. There's a difference in shear, that when it comes to sukkah, you're not going to be chayav without an achilas keva, but when it comes to sudas yom tov, you might be chayav with less than a shear. And that's what the Gemara Brachos is saying, that of course you have to eat pas, but you don't have to eat as much pas that will be mechayav you in sukkah. These are the different answers, questions. Okay, so now we have to take it one step further. The Chachamim say that past the first night of Sukkot, you don't have to eat the Sukkot. You have to eat something, mitzad sudas yom tov, you might have to eat, but you don't have to eat in the Sukkot. But the first night of Yom Tov, the Chachamim claim that you do have to eat the Sukkot, right? Kosu kova chova. From Chagamatzis teaches me that you have to eat in the sukkah on the first night as well. How much do you have to eat in the sukkah? What's a shir? I know that in general we say that the shir achilas keva is a little bit more than a kibetz of pas. Right? So normally on the Yom Tov of sukkahs we say teishu kein tadur, right? You know, we pass like the Chachamim that you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but if you want to eat a certain amount, then you're mechuyav to go to the sukkah. That's how we pass. So if you eat more than a kibetz of pas, that's an achilas keva, then you're mechuyav to eat that in the sukkah. What's it in the first night of sukkahs? There's a chiyav to eat in the sukkah. How much? So the Ran is 2 days. First, he simply continues. Right? This is a hemshech off of the comment of the Ran. He says, what's the way to reconcile this, to reconcile the stira between brachas and sukkah? Chilik between sukkah as opposed to sudas yomtiv. Right? At sudas yomtiv, there's a different shir. Sudas yomtiv, the shir is not achilas kevah. Right? But the shir is less than that. Kebet zarai or kezayas. As opposed to between l'chayv and sukkah, after the first night, l'chayv and sukkah, after the first night, you have to eat an achilas kevah. If you're not going to eat an achilas kevah, you don't have to eat the sukkah. You're not b'choyev to eat in the sukkah. You want to be machmir? That's a different shmuz. Right? But you're not b'choyev to eat in the sukkah. So, just following that logic, what should emerge is the first night, if there's a chiyuv, what is that chiyuv? The chiyuv, the rest of Yom Tov, is to eat nachilas kevah in the sukkah. Without that, there's no chiyuv, because teishu came to duru. You have to do a yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva means achila b'kviyas, right? Yeshiva b'kviyas. So just like the rest of Yom Tov, you're not mechuyev to do a yeshiva b'kriyas in the sukkah. But if you want to eat nachilas kevah, then you have to eat in the sukkah. Presumably, what the Gzera Shavah Tezvav does is it translates that, or it heightens that kind of chiyev on the first night. It tells me that I'm actually mechuyev to do a yeshiva b'sukkah, yeshiva b'kriyas the first night. Every other time of Yom Tov, I don't have to do that, but if I want to, it's got to be in the sukkah. Right? If I want to eat Nachilas Kavah the rest of Yom Tov, it's got to be in the sukkah. The first night, I'm mechuyev to do a yeshiva b'kviyas in the sukkah. So how much should I have to eat in the sukkah if I have to do yeshiva b'kviyas? At first glance, you'd say Achilas Kavah, a little bit more than a kibetz. Just like the Isser, Achila chutz l'sukkah is Achilas Kavah, doing a yeshiva b'kviyas, Chara, the chi of the first night should also be to eat Nachilas Kavah, a little bit more than a kibetz of tas. And that's exactly what the Ran says initially. He says, "Lefikach nira shulchayv lechol yoser mikabetza." You mechuyev to eat more than a kabetza on the first night of Yom Tov. It makes perfect sense. And if the Ran had stopped there, I would have said, "Stop it, no problem." Achilas kavah. It's all about achilas kavah. Teishu kain tadur is all about yeshiva b'kviyas. It's all about achilas kavah. Elashiyei shomrim, says the Ran, "Kevin the gamina michag amatzes legamri gamina minei mahasa b'kezayis tafocha b'kezayis." But some say that since we learned Tesvav, Tesvav, and Chagamatzes, Ligami, Gami, Namine, we learn completely from it. Mahosam b'kizayis, hafocha b'kizayis. Mahosam b'kizayis, hafocha b'kizayis. We're learning Tesvav, Tesvav, and Chagamatzes, so we have to learn completely. Mahosam b'kizayis, hafocha b'kizayis. Mahosam matzah, hafocha matzah. Shmur matzah. I need shmur matzah on Sukkot night. What's his name? Ligami, Gamrina? Ligami, Gamrina? With a kittel too? What does that mean? Legamri gamrin. What's he saying? Mahosam b'kizayis hafocha b'kizayis. So he explains. V'yavagal d'bishayi mosachar kizayis arayhu v'rashay lo'ach lo'chutz l'sukkan. V'yilu'achi b'lay lo'harishon kevin sh'akosuv kovocho v'lo'ach lo'besukkah aso achilos kem. Legamri gamrin is not so legamri that you think. Legamri gamrin just means that look, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the Seder night. There's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. Yeah. The shir is a kezayis. Vegam gamina, right? The shir is a kezayis. But why is the shir kezayis? Why is the shir kezayis? Listen to what the Ran said. Why is the shir kezayis? If you were to ask me why the shir should be a kezayis, I'd say, if taka legamri gamina, I'd say that there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of matzah. So just like there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. I can't. That's it. Could have kept it simple. That's not what the Ran says. He says kevad shakosuv kavochova laochlo besukkah legamri gamrina. We learn hakosuv kavochova. The Torah is saying that just like there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs hayom of Pesach on the night of the Seder, there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs hayom of Sukkah on the night of Sukkis. Aso achilas keva. The Torah makes it into an achilas kevah. The first day of the round didn't say aso achilas kevah. The second day it does say aso achilas kevah. Machlokas, how much do I have to eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah? Is it achilas kevah? I shouldn't say achilas. Is it more than a kevetz of pas or is it kezayis? Both days in the round seem to be holding that the chiv is to eat an achilas kevah in the sukkah the first night. That's the chiv. It's got to be like that. The round assumes, of course, it has to be like that. Why? What's the mitzvah of sukkah? The mitzvah of sukkah is teishu kein tadur, yeshiva b'kviyas. So the whole Yom Tov, I don't have a chiyuv to do yeshiva v'kriyas. The first night I have a chiyuv. What kind of a chiyuv? What am I learning out gzeir shava? Legamri gamrina. What does that mean? That means l'chora we're learning out that the mitzvah hayom of sukkah is an obligation the first night. That's all we're learning out. We're learning out the etzem achiyuv. The etzem achiyuv. There's a chiyuv of matzah. There's a chiyuv of sukkah, but it's not the same chiyuv. Like, you're not, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah in the sukkah. Right? That's not the chiyuv. That's not the point. We're learning out the fact that there is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on Pesach, there's a chiyuv on sukkah. But the chiyuv is different. The chiyuv on Pesach is a mitzvah sachila of matzah. The chiyuv on sukkah is a yeshiva bekvias. Yeshiva bekvias. Yeshiva bekvias. The rest of Sukkot, there is no chiyuv. The first night of Sukkot, there is a chiyuv, but it's the zelba. It's a zelba concept. It's a zelba chiyuv. It's a zelba mitzvah. Yeshiva bekvias. To have a yeshiva bekvias, you need achilas kev. No question about it. It says the rag. How do we define achilas kev? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, well, the whole yom tov, we define achilas kev as being a little bit more than a kibbutz and pas. So we start with the first night, we should say the same thing. If you have a chiyuv to eat nachilas kev the first night, that should mean a little bit more than a kibbutz and pas. Let's talk about what the rabbi says. Comes the Yesh Omrim and says, no, no, no. Gamri Gamrina means that it's the same shir. But why is it the same shir? It's the same shir because a kosuv kavah chova. Because there is a chiyuv to eat a certain amount. Right? Because there's a chiyuv to eat a certain amount in the sukkah. I can learn the shir directly from matzah, and that will be an achilas kev. Right? Everyone hold, these 2 days both hold that it doesn't make sense to do anything in the sukkah but a yeshiva bekvias. That has to be the mitzvah. That's what Pasukos Teishu Shivas Yama means. It's a yeshiva bekvias. It can't be anything else. But the question is how to define the shir. Maybe Hakosav Kavachova, just like Hakosav Kavachova, but Erev Tov Lamatzas tells me that the shir is a kazayas. Hakosav Kavachova over here in this context could mean the shir is a kazayas, but why? Not because there's a new type of chiyuv. No, the chiyuv is yeshiva bekvias. But achilas keva is defined differently. Achilas keva for the first night could be less than kibetza, less than more than a kibetza, right? Two days in Iran. One day in Iran is what? Yosef mikibetza. Just like achilas keva is the rest of Yom. The Yeshamim in Iran is kezayis. Kosu kavu chobu. Sometimes we find that when there's a chiyuv to eat, even if it's a little bit smaller, it's a smaller amount, that has a greater chashivas. Has a greater chashivas. In fact, even in the context of sukkah, we sometimes find that even if you only eat like a kezayis or something, it's less, much less than more than a kibetz of pas, that's called an achilas keva. Recall what context we have in it. If you eat a kezayis, you still have to make a leisha basukah and eat it in the sukkah. Remember the case? Shari Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah. Remember the paskista with the kofa? And then the next case? Shari Tshuva says that if you make kiddush and you have paskista, and we know there's a din of kiddush makom suda, comes the Shari Tshuva and says, maybe you have to say leisha basukah even on a kezayis. He doesn't say kezayis, but we suggest even a kezayis. If the din of kiddush makom suda is a kezayis, efsha, it's not such a strange thing to say that a kezayis is mechayev sukkah. Kezayis mechayev sukkah. We're not talking about the first night. We're talking about every other time, right? Shabbos chol hamoed. How can you have a kezayis? You make a leisha basukah on a kezayis? How? The Magen Avraham and the other mefarshim Mishnah Berurah, they have a machlokas whether a little bit more than a kebetza of mizonis is chayiv leisha basukah, or you need even more than that. But a kezayis, who would say a kezayis is called an achilas keva? Mizonis, it's not an achilas keva in pas either. So why should it be an achilas keva when it comes to mizonis? So he suggested, no, there's a halacha. You need kiddush b'makom suda. So you're eating this mizonis to take the place of a suda. Once you're eating it for a halachic purpose, machshav to mashvi lekeva. Your machshava makes it into an achilas keva. So this is a similar idea. Here it's not machshavto mashvi lekeva. Here it's hakosuf kova chova. The Torah makes it into keva. If it's a chiyuv to eat, then even if it's a smaller shear, there might be achilas keva. And if it's achilas keva, then we can understand why there might be a chiyuv to eat it in the sukkah. G'day.
So the
yish omer,
but they're clearly not with tishu kintaduru anymore. Meaning,
why not?
Because you would eat a kazayis outside of your house.
No, but the mitzvah on the first night is to do a yeshiva the kviyas in the sukkah. How do I define that? That you have to eat an achilas keva in the sukkah. But what's an achilas keva? So they learn from Chag HaMatzos that the shir is kazayis. But how could the shir be kazayis if normally that's not an achilas keva? So they say, no, hakosu kava chova. The fact that there's a chiyuv that's mashvi like keva, that makes it an achilas keva. And that's the yeshiva the kviyas that is teshu.
I'm saying, but compared to the first part of the round, he's still trying to latch onto the yotam kibetza to make it.
Just the machlok is in shir, whether the first night, can we say that yeshiva b'kviyas has to be defined the same way achilas kev is defined the whole yomtiv? Right. Or can we say, hakosuf kava chova, once there's a chova to eat in the sukkah the first night, then the shir might not be the same, because it might be a shir choshev, even if it's only a kazayis. It might be called achilas kev anyway. Yes?
The shir for sukkah on yomtiv is a kibetza, then shouldn't that be
but shouldn't Hakosuf Kavachova expand the shear? Not keep it the same way. Hakosuf Kavachova means that even though it's only a kezayis, it still has a chashivus.
Yeah, but before the Ron said there was a piluk in the shearim that requires sukkah, that for Yom Tov, the shear suda is beta kveza, and for sukkah, it's yoter be kveza. They'd be saying that, like, it's a sheer suda, so then a sheer suda is on Yom Tov is a kveza, so that should be a kveza suda and require to eat in the sukkah.
If you have a kveza, you're talking about to eat it in the sukkah. What
no,
do you
he
mean?
Said, he said that only yoter be kveza is five sukkah.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
But the Ron made a feel like he said that. Kveza is.
Ah, you're saying if you can have less than Yosemi Kibetza to be Chayiv on Yom Tov. So then what are you trying to say? Hakosel Kavu Chova, there is only a Chiyav Mitzad Yom Tov the rest of Sukkah. There's no Chiyav Mitzad Sukkah. So even though there's a Chiyav Mitzad Yom Tov, that's not going to change the shear in Sukkah because there's no Chiyav Mitzad Sukkah. Right? There's only a Chiyav Mitzad Yom Tov.
You should be Chayav Mitzad the fact that it's a shear for Mitzad Yom Tov.
You are Chayav to eat that shear Mitzad Yom Tov, but you're not Chayav to eat that in the Sukkah.
No, but you should be because it's considered suda for Yom Tov.
But it's not a chiyuv of sukkah.
Yeah, but it's also not a chiyuv of sukkah. It's a chiyuv of kazayis.
You're saying once we have the Shari Tshuva that says that for kiddush makom suda kazayis is enough, that's a kiddush makom suda. That's a Shabbos de halacha. So let's and we say that that's called a shir choshev for sukkah. So then so too, if I'm eating a kibetz or a kazayis mitzad yom tiv, so then hakosuf kavachova should tell me that since it's a chova, I'm doing something that's a chova for Shabbos and Yom Tov, that should give it a chashivus. So that gives it a chashivus. It should be called achilas keva, even for sukkah as well. I'm fault of a kasha, though. Wow. You hear? That's a gedal of a kasha. That's a mori of a kasha. That's the shari tshuva, really, right? It's not much the shari tshuva. Wow. It's amazing. You got to say that the first day in the round is assuming that hakosu kova chova doesn't cross from one chiv to the next. Kosov Kavachova is only if it's a chova in sukkah. Right? The first day it would not hold like the Shari Tshuva, the Chora. It can't. Because the Shari Tshuva does hold that you can cross. Right? You can say you can cross from one to the other. If it's a chiyuv for Shabbos Yom Tov, chiyuv in the realm of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kiddush Makom Suda, that gives it chashiv. It's called an achilas keva vis-a-vis sukkah too. The first day a klul is not assuming that way, as you're pointing out so well. Right? Because there is a chiyuv that you're being yotzei mitzad sudas yom tov, and yet that's not becoming achilas keva for sukkah. I hear? That's an excellent point. Excellent point. Okay. That's the Ran. But the Ran seems to assume that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night is a chiyuv to do a yeshiva b'kviyas, but he has a shayla. Machloik is 2 days in the Ran. What's the shir? Do we define achilas keva the same way we do for the rest of sukkahs, or do we define achilas keva differently? Since hakasu kavachova, maybe even a kezayis would be enough. The chora, according to the Ran, how much are you not allowed to eat outside the sukkah? How much are you not allowed to eat outside the sukkah? This is talk on the first night. right? The Ran is talking about what's yochiv to eat in the sukkah. But let's say I want to eat outside the sukkah. How much am I not allowed to eat outside the sukkah? I have to eat a kazayis inside the sukkah, right? So if I want to eat less than a kazayis outside the sukkah, that's mutter, right? How much can I eat outside the sukkah on the first night of Yom Kippur? How much can I eat outside the sukkah on the first night of Yom Kippur? What do you think? So the chorot should depend. That should be a machokas. That should be the nafkamina between these two sheets. Right? Because they're basically arguing what is an achilas keva. The Ran is saying achilas keva the first night is a little bit more than a kebetza. Same as achilas keva the rest of the sukkahs. The Yeshomer says, no, achilas keva is kezayis. Achilas keva is kezayis. My chiv to eat in the sukkah is a chiv to eat a kezayis because that's achilas keva, akosu kavachova. So if I want to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah, is that permissible the first night? Kama osur lecho chutz l'sukkah laila rishi. That's the nafkamina. The first day it would say, achilas kav, it's the same, it's a little bit more than a kebetza. The second day it says, not the first night. The first night, achilas kav is kezayis. Achilas kevas kezayis to have my yeshiva besukkah. I'm chuyiv to have a kezayis inside the sukkah because that's called an achilas keva. And the achilas keva is a kezayis le'inyan that I'm not allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah. Even a kezayis, that's not keva. No, the first night is called achilas keva. Okay, that lechor is the nafkamina between those 2 days. Yes.
Do they have to pair up the sheer yotzi?
I think so, because they're assuming that the mitzvah, that the chi of the first night is exactly the same as the mitzvah the rest of Sukkot. It's a mitzvah, it's a chi of yeshiva bekvias. Yeshiva bekvias is defined as eating achilas keva. So it's also to eat achilas keva outside the sukkah, because if you want to eat achilas keva, there's a mitzvah to have a yeshiva bekvias inside the sukkah. And the first night there's a chi of, not just a mitzvah, but a chi of, it's an obligation to do a yeshiva b'kviyas inside the sukkah. But the whole machlokas is what's an achilas keva. So the same way that's a machlokas for the mitzvah, for the chiyav, to do a yeshiva b'sukkah inside the sukkah, that also will be the same machlokas for what is also to eat outside the sukkah.
Just because the kezayis can be made into a keva on the first night of sukkah, why does that have to mean that you can't have a
kezayis
which isn't
keva
outside of the sukkah?
Why is a kezayis keva? Because of kavachova. So the Torah says that the first night of Yom Tov, a kezayis is an achilas keva. So if a kezayis is an achilas keva for mitzvah, why shouldn't it be an achilas keva for the issa? It's just two sides of one coin, isn't it?
But you're making it into a keva. And it's something that's not usually a keva, but the Torah is allowing you need
a kezayis to be mekayem the mitzvah. You're saying the Torah allows you to be mekayem the mitzvah. I think it's more, it's kovel keva. The Torah is saying that a kezayis is a shir choshev. It's an achila chashuva. Right? It's an achila chashuva the first time. Once it's an achila chashuva, I can't do that achila outside the sukkah either. Right? Achilas keva outside the sukkah doesn't mean achilas keva. It means achila chashuva outside the sukkah. That's what the words achilas keva mean. So once Hakosu Kavachova tells me that a kezayis is considered nachila chashuva on the first night, l'chora forbade the zach. For both ways, both for the chiyuv and for the iser, it should be called an achila keva. It should be an achila chashuva.
Sort of building on what
Pesher
said, but why can't you do it as a kula?
The Lashon of the Ran is Hakosuv Kavachova La'ochla Besukah Asa'o Achilas Keva. The Torah made it into an Achilas Keva. So you're saying, but isn't that a Kula? But that's not what the words of the Ran are saying. The Ran is saying it's called an Achilas Keva. So if it's called an Achilas Keva, that should apply outside the realm of Chiyuv, even for Issa. Making it easier for you. But what does that mean? Once it's an Achilas Keva, so can you really accept it halfway? If it's an achilas keva, then it should be also to eat that outside the sukkah.
Well, isn't this sort of like a chiddush,
it might be a chiddush that the kosev is kavo chova, but once a kosev kavo chova makes the achilas keva, according to the Yesharim and the Ran, the chorot should go both ways, both for the mitzvah and for this. I think. comes the Rambam and splits. The Rambam straddles both sides of the fence. What does the Rambam say? Oh, actually, before we get to the Rambam, let's just show that this shita does exist. Before we get to the Rambam, let's not jump. All right, we're trying to suggest that according to the Ran, the Issa to eat outside the sukkah should depend on what the chiyuv is. Right? Both the Yeshomer and the Ran himself. So that's exactly what the Tur says. The Tur paskens like the Yeshomer and the Ran, that all you have to eat on the first night is a kazayis. And the same Tur makes an interesting comment about what's also to eat outside the sukkah. If you have the packet, let's all turn to the packet. Page 2, excuse me. Packet 14. Ein kitzul esuda shel sukkah elim yirtze yochal vim lo yirtze lo yochal she'en ha-mitzvah l'shek she'yochal shel yochal chutz l'sukkah. You don't have to, there's no kitzul. Chachamim don't say that you'd have yudal and sudas. You can do whatever you want. If you want to have an achilas kev, you have to eat inside the sukkah. Chutz mileil yom tov rishon shulchov alechol ba. Afim yom neshamim. Great. Umiu says the tour mishachol ba kazayis dagon yotza. Once you eat a kazayis dagon, you can be yotzi achil. Afagav the shir achila b'lo sukkah hu kebeitza. Even though the shir achila chutz l'suga is a kebeitza, the iser is a kebeitza. He really needs a little bit more than a kebeitza. Shaini leil rishon shulchov atvei. The Rishon is different. It's a Chovah Tvei. Which sheet is the Tur calling? They're showing in the Ram. Right? That you could be Yotzei Yechiyav the first night with an Achila of a Kizayis. Continues the Tur. Vafilu Loboi Lamechal Ala Kizayis Osala Ochlo Chutzalo. If you don't want to eat even a Kizayis, you're not allowed to eat that outside the Sukkah the first night. Since HaKos of Kovah Chovah, it's enough for the Mitzvah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. And it's too much to eat outside the sukkah. It's awesome. Even if you only want to eat a kazayis, it's awesome to eat it outside because it's an achilas keva. Hilkach yotzeh onami yidei chov sukkah. Therefore, you can be yotzeh yachiv of sukkah with that amount. The Tur is linking the two, right? The Tur is linking the two, saying that the whole point is, since it's an achilas keva, it's awesome to eat that amount outside the sukkah, and that's precisely why you can be also your chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah with the same shear, because thus haste achilas kava on the first night. That's what's called achilas kava. That's the second day in the run. Tur is the second day. It's interesting. I showed a number of the talmid at the Sharatzian Sivkot Mem Dalid Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes Sivkot Mem Dalid, quotes from the Achronim. It's the Bikur Yaakov. Sharatzian says lechora this whole idea of the run of the Yeshomim in the Ran, this issa to eat a kazayis outside the sukkah, lechor, is only until you've been yotzei yachiv. Right? Before you eat the kazayis inside the sukkah, you can't eat the kazayis outside the sukkah. Once you've been yotzei yachiv, lechor, the first night is no different than any other time of sukkah. Right? It's also to eat, right? Kosu kavachova, it's called an achil, a kazayis is called an achilas kev until I've been yotzei yachiv. Once I've been yotzei yachiv, then the chiv is over. Then this night reverts back to every day of sukkahs. Interesting thing to keep in mind. It's not like there's an issa to eat a kazayis out of the sukkah forever on the first night. It's only until you've been yotzei yachiv. Until you've been yotzei yachiv. Comes the Rambam and throws a monkey wrench. Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. We've read this Rambam a few times. Ochlim Hashosim Yishenim B'Sukkah Kol Shuvah Be'Yom Be'Yom Be'Layla. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. It's also to eat outside the sukkah, but unless you eat a kebeitza, a little bit more, a little bit less. Achilas arai is mutter outside the sukkah, Dr. Ram, achilas kev is us. Which time of sukkah is he talking about? First night, day, other days of sukkah, what's he talking about? L'chora everything, Kol Shiva. He says Kol Shiva. He doesn't distinguish between the first night. Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Achilas Arai is mutter outside the sukkah, Achilas Keva. So also, what's Achilas Keva? It's regular shir, same shir. Comes the Rama Menuchas in the Halacha Zayin and says, Achila B'Leila Yom Tov HaRishon B'Sukkah Chovah. The next halacha, the Rambam says that achila be yom tefrishin is chova. Filu ochal kezayis pas yotzo yidei chova. So even if you eat a kezayis, you yotzei. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam tells us the shiur for eating the first night of yom tef is a kezayis. And yet the Rambam seems to say, doesn't say mafurish, but he seems to imply that the shear to eat out the iser, the shear for the iser to eat outside the sukkah, even the first night, is a shear kebetzim. Why are the two different shear? The Ran, the first day in the Ran said the shear is the same for both. Kebetzim for both, a little bit more than a kebetzim for both. The Yeshomim said the shear for the mitzvah, for the chiyuv, is a kezayis. And the tour seemed to hold like that as well, and he extrapolated that l'chora the iser should also be a function of the shir kezayis. Comes the Rambam and splits down the middle. He says for the iser, he implies in halacha vav that the iser even the first night is kebetza a little bit more, a little bit less. Achilas keva, regular shir of achilas keva, the same as every other time. And yet halacha zayin, the Rambam says the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night is a shir kezayis. How can the Rambam have it both ways? How can you have it both ways? If kezayis is an achilas keva, so then it should be also to eat the kezayis outside the sukkah. If kezayis is not an achilas keva, so then how can I be yotze my chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah with the kezayis on the first night? So after Rav, the Rambam apparently has a different understanding of the nature of the chiyuv to eat the sukkah on the first night. The Ran was assuming that the chiyuv on the first night can't be different than the mitzvah for the rest of sukkahs. The mitzvah means that in the context that I want to eat nachilas keva, I have to eat nachilas inside the sukkah. The chiyuv the first night is that I have an obligation to eat nachilas keva, to do a maisa yeshiva besukkah. I have a chiyuv to do a maisa yeshiva bekfiyus besukkah. That's the mitzvah, that's the chiyuv the first night. That's the chiyuv the first night. According to the Ran, Shaila is what's called an achilas keva. What's called a yeshiva besukkah? That's a machlokas. The Ran, Yeshamim in the Tor. What's called an achilas b'kfiyas? Is it the same shear or is it kezayis? Comes the Rambam and says, no, you misunderstood what the nature of the chiyuv is. The chiyuv the first night is not a chiyuv to do a yeshiva besukkah. What's the chiyuv? What's the chiyuv? Anyone? To eat a mitzvah sachila, a ma'isa achila, not a ma'isa yeshiva, a ma'isa achila. Legamri gamrina, mamish. Right? Not only do we learn that there's a chiyuv from Pesach, not just the etzem achiyuv, right? That there's chiyuv lasos mitzvahs hayom. B'leil Aleph. There's a mitzvahs hayom of Pesach. Mitzvah Sayom of Sukkot. There's a chiyuv to do that Mitzvah Sayom at night. Is that all that we're learning from Tesvav Tesvav? Or no? Maybe I'm learning the Geder HaChiyuv from Tesvav Tesvav. The Geder HaChiyuv of Matzah is Achilas Matzah, Maisa Achila. There's no yeshiva about Matzah. So maybe that's what the Gzera Shav is teaching me. That just like there's a mitzvah sachila by matzah, there's a mitzvah sachila in the sukkah on the first night of Yom Kippur. It's not a yeshiva. It's a mitzvah sachila in the sukkah. A mitzvah sachila. It's not yeshiva. Mitzvah sachila. Ah, if it's a mitzvah sachila, then I understand why that shir is a kezayis. And then I can also understand why the shir achila as keva, even the first night according to the Rambam, is still a kebetz or so. Why? Because the Rambam says that the shir kezayis is not because it's a new shir achilas keva, like the Yeshom in the Ran. No, he says it's a mitzvah achila, it's a different chiyuv. The gather achiyuv is to do a maisa achila. Maisa achila in Kol HaTarakul has always been kezayis. Fitit, nevela, chazer, matzah, right? Mitzvah, it's always a kezayis. That's the mitzvah. Maisa achila. Maisa achila is always b'kezayis. Let's do it like that. Maisa achila is always b'kezayis. That's not this. That's not from the second. Okay? That's the wrap-up. Rambam holds that the chiyuv to eat the first night is not a chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah. It's a din of mitzvah achila. Mitzvah achila the first night. So therefore, the shir is only a kezayis, but it doesn't affect the shir achilas teva of what's also to eat outside the sukkah. Right? The Rambam would say that. What's also chutz l'sukkah the first night? According to the Ran, more than a kibbutz. According to the Yeshayahu in the Ran, a kizayis. According to the Rambam, no sukkah kibbutz. That's where the Rambam and the Yeshayahu in the Ran diverge. The Rambam holds achilas kevim in the first night is more than a kibbutz. There's no difference in shia. How's the mitzvah? How's the chiyuv a kizayis? Because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah yeshiva. It's a mitzvah achila. And sachila is always bekezayis. Yes.
Just like a technical
point. For the Rambam, it's really like a little.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I just want you to see it's the same as before. It's shir achilas keva. The shir the same one. Shir Achilas Keva, the Sharachan. Whatever that shir would be. Okay, yeah. Question, Dominic.
Would there be an alchemy between the Rambam and the Ran in that if you, let's say it rained and you had eaten the Sukkah and you're only eating to be Yotze, and according to the Ran, even though the shir is the same, would you have to make a bracha according to the Rambam?
The shir, what, to eat outside?
No, you're inside.
According to the Ran, the shear is more than a kibbutz.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeshamim in the Ran.
Yeshamim in the Ran.
Okay. So according to the Yeshamim in the Ran and the Rambam, the shear is a kibbutz. Yeah. Okay.
So is there an alchemina with bracha? Because according to the Yeshamim, it's kibbutz. So you have to make leshiv b'sukkah. According to the Rambam, it's only a tefila. So it's
that is an interesting question. According to the Rambam, if you're only eating kazayas, how can you say leishiv asukah? You're not doing yeshiva. So the answer probably is that Chazal will kovea that nusach if you're eating in the sukkah. I mean, the nusach is not even for yeshiva b'sukkah; it's really for achila b'sukkah. Anyway, it's for eating, but we call that living in the sukkah. So we're not going to have a different bracha for the first half. It's a good kash. Right? L'chora, it's not the nusach bracha we have for matzah. Right, achilas matzah. We talk about the achila. According to the Rambam, the chora, we should have the same bracha. Achila sukkah. You're not going to eat the sukkah, but okay, achila b'sukkah. I guess the pshat is it's the same bracha. Chazal kept the same bracha, even though it is a different mitzvah according to the Rambam. But it's a good point. According to the Rambam, the nusach habracha is not really right for the first night because it's not yeshiva b'sukkah. It's really achila. It's good power. The Rav pointed out that if you look at Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, that seems to be mistopic about this very point. What's the nature of the chiyuv to eat the sukkah on the first night? Which Yerushalmi, what am I talking about? That's the Tosfos to Maskel Teshu, and Chavzai. Tosfos has other makoros for why Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim have their shitas. So in the midst of the Chachamim, after he says Tezvav, he says Chavraya Bo. The Chavraya, the Chevra, Chevra in the Yerushalmi had a shayla. Ima lahalan at sheikanes lematzah kshu taiva, avkan at sheikanes lezukah b'taiva. Reb Zera boy, ima lahalan at sheikha kazayas dogan matzah, avkan at sheikha kazayas dogan b'sukah. Shaylas, right? Once you learn, once the Chachamim learn, tesvav m'chagam matzah, that hakosu kavachovah, there's a chi of the first night. Right? So, Yerushalmi has two shaylas. Well, are you going to make it? Legamri gamrinan. So maybe he should have to. He should have to be nichnas keshu taiva, right? Achikonis lematza keshu taiva. Achikonis l'suga keshu taiva. You shouldn't be able to eat. You shouldn't be able to eat sudis erev yomtiv, so that you'll be nichnas b'taiva, just like my matz. You should have to eat a kezayis doga. Look, there's a kezayis doga. No one's going to say you have to eat matzah in the sukkah. But there's a kezayis doga by matzah. Maybe you should need a kezayis doga too. Achiv a pas, let's say. like Kazayis Dogon in the Sukkah. Legamri Gamrin, if you're comparing Sukkah to Matzah, then Lechora, it should be more similar to Matzah. Not just that there's a Chiyuv. What's the Safek Nishan? What's he saying? Everything is the same with Matzah? The answer is it's not everything. You don't have to eat Matzah in a Sukkah. Yushalmi Safek is what's the nature of the Chiyuv. If you say Legamri Gamrin, and if you say that there's a Gzera Shava, so maybe that Gzera Shava is not just saying that the Mitzvah's Hayom of Sukkah is a Chiyuv the first night. But all we're doing is saying that just like there's a Chiyuv of Matzah, there's a Chiyuv of Sukkah. The Gamri Gamrinan might mean that even the Pirtei Hadin, even the Gedar HaChiyuv, and the Pratim, the details of that Chiyuv might transfer as well. The more you say that the Chiyuv is not a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah, but rather a mitzvah achila besukkah, so then it could be that even the details of matzah are going to transfer. Again, not completely. You're not going to have to eat matzah in the sukkah. But Kazayis Dogon, Efshir. Yikonis Kshutaiva, Efshir. Right? These other halachas that relate to mitzvah achila, that might relate to Sukkah as well. But that's only assuming that it's a mitzvah achila the first night. It's not a mitzvah yeshiva the Sukkah the first night. But that could be the suffix in Yerushalmi. What's the nature of the sphere the first night? Okay. Questions? Yeah. Why are you here? That's every other day. That's not the first night. The Rambam that we're talking about is the first night. He has to eat a kazayis. Right? Every other time on Sukkahs, everyone agrees that you're not mechuyav to eat in the Sukkah. The Gemara Brachas says that even if you're not mechuyav to eat in the Sukkah, Rov Rishonim hold, the Gemara Brachas is saying that you're mechuyav to eat mitzad sudas yamtiv. So the Rambam would also agree that you're mechuyav mitzad sudas yamtiv. Nafkamin if you're the Bishamim. Nafkamina, maybe even in terms of the Shir, but that's in terms of every other day of Yom Tov. But the first night of Yom Tov, the Rambam says, we learned Tesvav, Tesvav, Chagamatz, that you have a Chiyuv to eat a Kazayis. Okay? Another issue that might hinge on this question, whether the first night of Yom Tov is the Mitzvah Achila or Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah, is the question of whether Mitztayer is Chayav B'Sukkah the first night. It's a major machlokas in Yerushalmi. I keep on alluding to the fact that we're going to get there. We're here. We have finally arrived. The Beis Yosef quotes the Machlokas Rishonim where the Mitztayer is Chayav B'Sukkah the first time. And we've seen Rishonim, some of the Rishonim in this sugya, we've seen already have sort of expressed opinions about this topic. Let's look at the Beis Yosef together, just for the benefit of those perhaps who didn't see all of the Torahs. Page 3. Haran kosa perak hayoshein v'zel ashonim. V'yom tov vishin shal sukkah z'gamrina d'mechayev lechol shir shu chayev lechol besukkah. V'afilu midin yom tov sagi le lechol kebeit zareichol t'le sukkah. D'gamrina mechayev amatz is d'mechayev lechol shir ha'mechuyev lechol besukkah. Well, if we go, this is the Ran. He's just mamish. We don't even have to read this in song yet, but we will. Right, this is the Ran. L'fikach nire shu chayev lechol yosu mikabeit. Ela shir shom, d'kem d'gamrina mechayev amatz is l'gamri gamrina minay ma'hosin v'gazayis ha'vaga v'gazayis. It's everything we've seen in the Ran. Yeshomer, the Ran himself. But the Ran had one more sheet. We didn't finish the Ran. V'cherim omrim, d'lohochi garmina leil yom tov harishon shel chag mechagam atzis, lomar shafilu yod v'yishomim chayav lechol besukah. Afa gav d'miftu v'shar yom. Well, what are we learning Tetzvav, Tetzvav from Chag HaMatzis? Not the Shir, not a Chiyuv, and not the Shir Kazayas, but that you have to eat in the Sukkah even if you're the Gesham, even if it's raining. Even if it's raining, I have to eat in the Sukkah? I have to go back to... Yeah, while it's raining. The Acherim Sheberan, not the Yeshom Sheberan, the Acherim Sheberan assume that you have to eat in the Sukkah then. Filu yordu gesham chayev lechol besukkah. Even though, of course, you're potter from sitting in a sukkah when it's raining. Shayim ozachan. Nitzdar potter in a sukkah. Achayim shabaran hold no, you chayev to eat in a sukkah. The first night, even if it's raining. Who else seems to assume like that? Anyone? Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Rosh. Exactly. That's the rush. That's why I wanted you to see the rush. I didn't just want to, you know, give you something to do to keep you busy. You get in trouble. Do we have a photocopy? Oh, we actually have a photocopy. So Ben Yehuda is quoted by Tosis and the Rosh in different ways. There are different versions. This is page 1. The end of the piece in the Rosh. In the beginning, he says the same as Tosis. But then at the end of the piece, he says, V'davka milayla rishona ve'elech rishos. Ava b'layla rishona b'cholinim chova. Afilu yordin gishomim chayev lechol kezayis besukha. Diofina mechaga metzis. Whoa! Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if yordu gishomim, while they're coming down, there's a chayev to eat a kezayis in the sukha. That's the acherim shabaran. Same sheep. Even if yordu gishomim, there's a chayev to eat the sukha. So clearly, they're assuming mitzdar is chayev besukha the first night. Star is chayev besukha the first night. He's mitzdar, yordu gishomim. If you put there any other time on yontif, the first night is chayev. Says the Beis Yosef, it's against the Rashba. Says Shaloka Divrei Harashba Shakasa B'Tshuva. The Nirali Sheina Mitzdar Vasher Yardu Olam Gishamim Machatisrach Hamikba Chayev Lecha Besuka Afilu B'Layla Harishon. The Rashba says Mitzdar, even if you're the Gishamim, of course you're Potter, even the first night. The Teishu came to do. Ula Olam Lochiva Atora Lecha Besuka Al Kedayah Shadam Osu Beveisa. That's it. The Rashba says Teishu came to do. Come on, Basukas Teishu Shavas Yom. Do you have a pasuk for the first night? Okay, I know. Chadamatzah, Tezvav, Tezvav. But Tezvav, Tezvav is teaching me what, says the Rashba. It's teaching me a chiyuv. Do you have a pasuk that teaches me what the mitzvah is? I have a pasuk, Basukas Teishu Shivas Yom. The rest of Yom Tif, I don't have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but if I want to eat in Achilas Kev, I have to eat that in the sukkah. But the first night I have a chiyuv. What's the chiyuv? Tezvav, Tezvav is teaching me I have a chiyuv yeshiva besukkah. Teishu Kedadur. Teishu Kedadur tells me, Mitzvah is part of sukkah. Yardu Gershamim, Mitzdar Machmazvuvim, Reyach, whatever. Mitzdar has to be potter because it's not Teishu Kein to do if I'm going to force the guy to eat in the sukkah. 2 days. It's Mitzdar Chayev Vesukkah. On the first night it was Mitzdar Nar Chayev Vesukkah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Acherim Sheberan, they hold Mitzdar as Chayev Vesukkah. What are they assuming? What are they assuming? How could they possibly be assuming? It's not Teishu Kein Tadur. So it's not Teishu Kein Tadur. How can you possibly be Chayev? What's going on here? Eitan.
I think the sign of Tosfos is a suffix that it's a full extension.
Mitzvah Sachila, right? The Rambam. They're going with the Rambam, Lachar. Rabbi Yehuda and the Acherim Sheberan are assuming, what's the Chayev on the first night? It's not a mitzvah yeshiva. It's not a Chayev yeshiva besoka. If it were yeshiva besoka, then I get it. Mitzdar is not Kein Tadur, so you should be part of even the first night. That's different types of chiyuvim. The chiyuv normally is in the context. I want to have an achilas keva. Mm-hmm. You got to eat in the sukkah. First night, it's not a context. It's that I'm a chiyuv to push myself into the sukkah. But it's the zelba type of mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. Mitzvah yeshiva besukkah, according to the Rashba. Of course, mitzdar is part of in a mitzvah. Part of in a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Acherim Sheberan assume it's not a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. It's a mitzvah sachila. It's a mitzvah sachila besukkah. See, they actually assume two things. They assume it's a mitzvah sachila besukkah. It's a mitzvah sachila besukkah. So it's a mitzvah sachila, first of all. And they're also assuming that someone who's mitzdayer, who sits in the sukkah, it's as if he's sitting in the sukkah. The mitzvah sachila besukkah, and a mitzdar who's sitting in the sukkah, he is fulfilling a mitzvah. Mitzdar hayoshev besukkah, mekayim mitzvah. Two assumptions, right? It must be a mitzvah sachila, because if it's a mitzvah yeshiva, then Teishu Kein Tadur would tell me the potter. But more than that, it's not just a mitzvah sachila besukkah. You have to assume that a mitzdar who's sitting in the sukkah is mekayim a mitzvah. It's as if he's sitting in the sukkah. It is a yeshiva besukkah. And that's why you can fulfill your mitzvah achila besukkah, because it is an achila. It's a ma'isa achila. You're eating a kezayis inside the sukkah, because when he's sitting inside the sukkah, we treat it as if it's a sukkah. The Rashba, in his school of thought, who claim that Mitznayar is part of an asuka even the first night, what are they holding? They could argue with one of these two assumptions. The Rashba could either say, what? He could say that you totally got it wrong. The mitzvah, the chiyuv, the first night is not a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. The mitzvah is yeshiva, besukkah. It's a chiyuv to do a yeshiva besukkah. It's a chiyuv to do a yeshiva besukkah. Then mitzvah has to be potter. It's not ken taduru, so of course it has to be potter. There's no difference between the first night and every other night, except for the fact that the first night is a chiyuv and the other time it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in a context, but it's the same kind of mitzvah. So if I hold that the chiyuv of the first night is a chiyuv yeshiva besukkah, so that's posher, the Rashba's posher. If he argues with the first assumption, then it's posher why it's actually part of the Masada of the first night. But honest, the Rashba doesn't necessarily have to argue with the Rambam. He doesn't have to argue with that first assumption. The Rashba could admit that the chiyuv of the first night is a mitzvah achila. He could. A mitzvah achila besukkah, I should say. Mitzvah achila besukkah. So why does the Rashba say mitzvah is part of the Masada of the first night? Why? Because he holds that someone who's mitzdayer, who still sits in the sukkah, is doing gorsht. He's not accomplishing anything. He's not sitting in the sukkah. It's like he's sitting outside the sukkah. It's not called a yeshiva besukkah because it's not normal. If it's not ke'en taduru, that's not a yeshiva besukkah. That's a strange action. That's not yeshiva besukkah. So maybe the Rashba holds, even if there is a mitzvah sachila, but the mitzvah sachila has to take place inside the sukkah. It has to be a mitzvah sachila besukkah. But if he's mitzdayer, machmas the sukkah, Mitzdar machmas gishomim or machmas dezvuvim or the reach or whatever. We don't look at the yeshiva of the mitzdar as a yeshiva besukkah. So it's not a yeshiva besukkah. So then he's doing his mitzvahs achila outside the sukkah. That's he's not fulfilling his chiyuv anyway. So that's why he's part of. Not that the Rashba argues fundamentally and says there's no mitzvahs achila besukkah the first night, but rather it's just a mitzvahs yeshiva. No, he says it's a mitzvah sachila, but it's got to be besukkah. And the mitzdayer who sits in the sukkah is not fulfilling any mitzvah. It's not like he's sitting in the sukkah. Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Achaim Shemaran, they assume that a mitzdayer who sits in the sukkah says, if he's Yoshev besukkah, it's the yeshiva besukkah. The Rashba might hold, even if it's a mitzvah sachila, but the mitzvah sachila has to take place inside the sukkah. And if he's mitzdayer, machmas de sukkah, he's not called a yoshev besukkah. If he's not a yoshev besukkah, then he can't fulfill his chiyuv. And these are the two ways that you can interpret the Rashba. Yoni. Back up a second. The Acherim, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Acherim Shebaran are holding these two assumptions. Okay, so they obviously are holding like they're Rambam. The Rashba could argue with them for one of two reasons. Either he argues with the Rambam, he argues on the first assumption. He claims that it's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah the first night, not a mitzvah sachila. Or even the Rashba could agree with the Rambam. This shaila, you know, at first glance, the way it's said over in the yeshivas, this is the machlokas, the Ram and the other Rishon. Right? There's a machlokas whether the chi of the first night is a mitzvah sachila, mitzvah yeshiva, utu nafkemina, what the shir is, kezayis, kebeitza, mitztayer. Right? That's the way they say it over. So I'm trying to point out to you that it's not mukhruch that these shitas are necessarily related to this issue. You can have someone who will hold that the mitzvah of the first night is a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah, and nevertheless hold what? That the shir is kezayis. You can have someone who will hold that mitzta'er is potter min asukah. You can have someone who will hold mitzta'er is potter min asukah and still agree that it's a mitzvah sachila. The Rashba could argue for one of two reasons. Either he says the Rambam is wrong, it's a mitzvah yeshiva. If it's a mitzvah yeshiva, Teshu Ken Taduru tells me that if he's mitzta'er, he's potter min asukah. Or the Rashba will say, no, I agree with you, Rambam. The mitzvah sachila. But the mitzvah sachila has to take place inside a sukkah, and I hold that someone who's mitzdar, who's sitting in the sukkah, it's like he's not sitting in the sukkah. He argues with the second assumption. It's like he's not sitting in the sukkah. It's not called the yeshiva besukkah. So he's doing a mitzvah sachila, but it's not a mitzvah sachila besukkah. That's why he's not going to be able to sit. Not because he argues with the Rambam fundamentally.
The Rambam makes no distinction between Yerusha and Mitzvah, the Rishon versus the
You should know, Yoredu Dushan, according to the Rambam, could be a totally different halacha, by the way. It might not be a mitzvah, because the Rambam puts Yoredu Dushan in, you know, in halacha yud, yeah? And he puts mitzvah much earlier. But you're trying to say, Yoni, what? That the Rambam doesn't distinguish within mitzvah between the first night and the other days of Sukkot. That's what you're saying? So you're saying he would hold that what mitzvah is potum and asuka always. So potum and asuka the rest of the days, and even the first night. That's what you want to say? So, but that's great. That would work within the second pshat in the Rashba.
I was just saying that they don't hold completely like the Rambam.
Right, that's because. They're not machuyev to go like the Rambam. They take some aspect, right? Because the Rambam might argue with their second assumption, and the Rashba himself might argue with that second assumption.
And then, so there would either be three opinions or two, like the Rashba would be the Rambam, or there would be a third.
Like the simple pshat is to say that the Rambam, you're saying either the Rashba and the Rambam are saying the same thing. Well, there's a third opinion. You're saying if the Rashba holds, Rashba argues that it's not a mitzvah sachila. There aren't three opinions about the halacha. There are three ways of explaining. Right? There are three ways. There are two shittas. Either mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah the first night, or mitzvah is potter b'sukkah the first night. What's the explanation? So mitzvah chayav b'sukkah must assume two things. That's what we're saying here. If you hold mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda and Yachem Shabaran, you must say first of all it's a mitzvah sachila, and the mitzvah machmas b'sukkah is still yoshev b'sukkah. So you'll be able to do your mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. That's all one sheet. Those who argue, those who claim mitzvah is potter in asukkah even the first night, could argue for one of two reasons. They might hold that the mitzvah on the first night is the mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah, not achila. So if it's yeshiva, then teishu came to do, if you mitzvah, you'll be potter. Or they might say, even if it's a mitzvah achila, but the achila has to take place in a sukkah, and someone who's mitzvah is not yoshiv v'sukkah, so therefore his mitzvah achila will not take place in a sukkah, that's why he's going to be potter. So there are two sheitas, either mitzvah is chayav v'sukkah the first night or potter. There are three explanations, because right? There are two assumptions in one sheita, and the other sheita could argue with one of those two assumptions. Thank you.